12-year-old Magdalena Inu has her Austrian mother's quick smile and her Cameroonian father's kinky hair. Tonight, those tresses are pulled into a ponytail. She sits beside her mother, Sylvia.
I'm Magdalena, and I'm 12 years old. My hair is...
different from my...
Yes, different from the hair from my mother.
My name is Sylvia Inu. I have German hair, Austrian hair, straight hair.
They've traveled more than 8 hours from Vienna to Cologne, and they're here to meet more than 50 fellow members of the online community called Krausalaka, or Kinky Curls. They want to get tips on how to care for Magdalena's hair and to show Magdalena she's not alone.
She's a dancer and she went to a conservatorium in Vienna, and of course all the girls there have this long blonde hair, and she was really crying at night because she was afraid that she would be excluded from performances because she was afraid they'd expect hair of my quality.
Up until last summer, the young dancer kept her hair bound in cornrow braids. After she found the Krausalaka community, Magdalena undid her braids to let her hair fall naturally.
Krausalaka is a website for people with curly hair, for people with natural hair.
That's Esther Donkwa. She and Barbara Mabanza, both in their mid-20s, launched the Krausalaka website 2 years ago. Afro hair care and lifestyle sites exist in the US and in the UK, but the journalists and law student were missing such a platform for the black community in their home country, Germany.
In the US, you have a big black community, and here in Germany, there is also something like a black community, but it's not connected, so you don't have people exchanging information to each other. In Germany, it's like, we know that we are black, but we are also German.
This is called a protein gel for the
Esther
hair.
And Barbara use themselves as guinea pigs to test products. Then they post about it on krausalaka.de. They test over-the-counter products from drugstores, they order from retailers in the US or UK, and they visit Afro shops, which are often hair care grocery store depots with goods imported from Africa. Despite a growing multicultural population in Germany, they say it's nearly impossible to find products for non-European hair. Up the stairs to Zebra Tropicana Salon, which specializes in Afro hair. Across from a rainbow of wigs, a wall of styling products looks like a Tetris game of hair creams, oils, and sprays. Baba rinses a client's hair. 40 years ago, she came from Ghana to Bonn, Germany, to work in her country's embassy. Back then, she and her colleagues struggled to find stylists and products for their hair.
We had to go to London and do all the shopping, you know, for our needs for a year.
One day, she packed up her scissors and trained in England to become a stylist. Then, 24 years ago, the Ghana native opened the first ever Afro hair salon in Cologne. She still orders supplies from abroad. What makes Afro hair unique? Baba says European stylists aren't sure how to deal with curly hair. It's not part of the German training program for stylists, so they tend to overuse thinning scissors to tame it.
Every curl is an S, so you must make sure you don't cut the S in the middle, because when you cut the S in the middle, you blow it out. Always cut the curls between where the new S starts to form.
Throughout the years, Baba has noticed more and more mothers attending her hair care seminars for their children.
This is a special thing I do for German mothers with Afro children. The hair is a science on its own. Once you know what to do, Afro hair isn't so difficult to maintain.
To achieve straight hair, some women undergo a chemical process called relaxing to remove the curl. But beyond chemical damage, Barbara warns of the self-esteem damage in considering European hair the ideal beauty. She hopes Krausalaka will help women embrace their natural locks and educate those who don't have curly hair.
So that questions like, can I touch your hair, or just touching without asking, will not happen anymore.
Do people really just walk up to Barbara and Esther and touch their hair?
Yes, they do. My hair has been touched every month. When I'm at work, for example, and want to make a coffee, then colleagues come and pet my hair like I'm a pet, yeah. So... and I don't like that.
Beyond hair care tips, Krausalaka is a support forum. One mother wrote for help after her son was hit by a classmate because he isn't white.
They really ask for help. They say, this happened and I'm angry now, but how can I express it and how can I help my child? Then there are a lot of people who say, oh yes, I know that, and oh yes, I did that and that. And this is so great about that community.
Krausalaka is not just about hair, Esther says.
They are not talking about hair and beauty. They're talking about racism. They talk about relationships. They talk about food. It's everything. And it's so interesting.
Back at the Kausalaka get-together, more than 50 fans gathered from around Germany and parts of Europe to meet face-to-face. For some, the most important journey has been in finding their identity, and Kausalaka played a major role.
Before, I wasn't quite comfortable with my hair, and my color was no issue anymore. I mean, I had some horrible experience as a child.
I was really excited when I got into the room because I never saw so many biracial people and girls with curly hair at one place. Most of us are really always the only girl with a lot of white friends.
In America, there's a lot of people who have natural hair, whether it's dreadlocks or whether they do twist outs or different styles or whatever. Here, sometimes it can be rare.
As for Magdalena, the young dancer, her mother says the online community not only changed her daughter's hairstyle, it changed her life.
Kausalaka helped her through a very, very difficult period of her finding who she is, right?
It's right. It's all right.
This is Lori Herber for DW in Cologne.